What's up, folks? Welcome to Chewing the Fat Podcast, Summer Sips. Summer Sips is where we come to you with a review of stuff that we're sipping on during this summer. Now, I got to inform you that we are not compensated in no way, shape, or form about our opinions of the stuff we're going to be sipping on. Just want to let y'all know straight up that, we're not being sponsored by any company. We go out and spend our own money on these drinks, and we're going to share our thoughts and opinions about these drinks, okay? What it is, people, welcome back to Chewing the Fat Podcast, Summer Sips. How's everybody doing? Hey, I got something for you. It's the name of this is New Belgium Juicy Watermelon. It is Watermelon Lime Ale. It is a IPA, it's a pale ale. Made by this company, New Belgium. Let me give y'all a little bit of background. Now, growing up in the South, in the southern, southeastern part of the United States, my father was a hustler, but he was also a farmer. My dad had his big 14-acre farm. We raised everything from, vegetable farm, I should say. Stuff like peas, butter beans, okra, watermelon, cantaloupes, cucumbers, squash, corn, sugar cane, just about anything that was a vegetable or plant-wise, my father grew it. And we ate it. But I love summer. And the reason why I love summer so was because around mid-June to early August, that was the watermelon harvest time. And the cantaloupe and the honeydew melon, and this weird-looking melon we used to call a mush melon. It was yellow. You cut it open. It's green on the inside. Weird-looking melon. I love those things, man. Love them. But I really, truly love watermelon. My father grew several types of watermelons, and this would get me. That's how I know that there are like lots of different varieties of watermelons. But there was one called Stone Mountain. My father always grew, and that sucker grew so big, and I loved that one. He also grew a, which we always called a yellow meat watermelon. You know, you cut it open, it's yellow on the inside instead of red or pink. It was delicious. It's getting kind of hard to find those now. But anyway, love watermelons. Until this very day, I still love watermelons. I can eat watermelons all year long. I can eat watermelons 3 times a day. I can eat just watermelon because I love it so much. But anyway, I thought this was kind of interesting, you know, because I like lime and I like watermelon. And I saw this Belgium ale and it had, you know, picture of a watermelon on it. I was like, hey, let's give it a try. So I'm going to give it a try. Now, I tried to twist the top off. It didn't quite work. So I had to pull out the trusty bottle opener. Oh yeah. Smells like beer. Smells like beer. Okay, folks, hold on. I'll be right back, and we're gonna give this a taste test, and I'm gonna tell you how I like it, and if I'm gonna recommend it to you. So hold on, people. I'll be right back. Be right back. Okay, just hold on. Be right back. Did you miss me? All right. Now, everybody knows strawberries are like summer fruits. But watermelon is the fruit of summer. Man, I just love watermelon, y'all. But, all right, here we go. First with the smell test. It smells like a beer, you know. Do I get the aroma of watermelon? No. Do I get the aroma of lime? No. So here we go. Let's give it a taste test. Interesting. That is interesting. Let's take another little sip. Interesting. Very. Now, I have to drink beer cold. Once it starts to warm up, gets a little room temperature, I don't like it. This, I don't know what I'm tasting, y'all. I really don't. I mean, am I getting a hint of watermelon? Not really. Am I getting a hint of lime? No. What I'm tasting, you know what? Let me cleanse the palate, because I did before I came in here to record this episode of Summer Sips. I did drink a little bit of dark chocolate milk. Yeah. So let me cleanse the palate. All right, that ain't do it. Maybe I should suck on the peppermint. I gotta cleanse the palate, man. I gotta cleanse it. Okay. Should be cleansed. Should be. But to really cleanse a palate, you need to eat a piece of fruit to really cleanse it. But don't have any fruit right now. But anyway, that's okay. Smells a little different. Yeah, okay. All right, here we go. We're gonna try it again. You ready? Hey, tongue, taste buds, y'all ready? Y'all sure? Okay, here we go. Okay. A little different, okay. We get a little different taste. We get a slight, okay, we getting a little taste of watermelon. All right, okay. Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, we getting the watermelon flavor. Let's cleanse the palate a little more. Okay, yeah. Now I'm cleansing my palate with water, so you know. All right. Here we go again. Ready? Taste buds. Y'all ready? Tongue, you ready? Okay. Esophagus, you ready? All right. Tummy, you ready? Okay. I'm just making sure. Here we go. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, people. I'm getting that watermelon flavor. It's not a really strong watermelon flavor, but I'm getting it. Mm-hmm. Am I getting a lime? Not really. Okay, once it goes in and it hits your taste buds, hits that tongue, hits the taste buds, you get that watermelon flavor. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. There's also this tartness, this bitterness, which is the IPA. I don't like IPAs, man. I don't know why I keep trying them. I don't like them. Every time I get an IPA, I don't like it. Now, I've had other drinks that were more flavorful. When it comes to the watermelon, they were more flavorful. This one is a nice little summer sip. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, folks, I'm gonna slightly recommend this. Okay. If you come across it, I say pick it up, try it. It's by New Belgium, and it's Juicy Watermelon. It's Watermelon Lime Ale. Okay. Well, folks, that is it for this week's episode of Summer Sips. Hope you enjoyed it. Go out and see if you can find this drink in your local distributor. If you like it, call in, leave a comment, and say, hey, that was pretty good. If you don't, call in and say, hey, that was pretty nasty. Either way, let us know. Enjoy, folks. This is Reggie, 1/4 of the Chewing the Fat podcast crew. I'm out of y'all. Peace.